Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about how the stuff around us is made. We're looking at this article, How Can Multiple Injection Molding Enhance Manufacturing Efficiency?
Okay.
And I think it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we take it for granted, right? All this stuff around us, these objects. Right. But there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. So this multiple injection molding.
Yeah, it's a really interesting process.
Can you break it down for us?
Well, basically, you know, it's about using different types of plastic in the same object. And it's kind of like baking a cake with multiple layers.
Oh, I see.
You've got different colors, you know, different frostings.
Yeah.
But instead of frosting, we're talking about these high-tech plastics.
Oh, wow. So it's not just pouring plastic into a mold?
No, no.
There's actual layers.
There's layering going on within the mold itself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You wouldn't build a house with the same material for the foundation as you would for the roof.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it's the same concept here. You want to use the best material for each part.
So with this layering, how do they actually make a stronger product?
Okay, so think about a car bumper.
Okay.
You want the outer layer to be kind of flexible.
Right.
So it can, you know, absorb the bumps and scrapes.
Yeah.
But underneath, you need a core of really strong plastic.
Right.
To handle big impacts.
I see.
And this technique makes that possible.
So it's like you're putting in reinforcement from the get-go.
Exactly.
The article was talking about how this affects seals, too.
Right.
What does that work?
Like, imagine a medical device that needs to be totally airtight.
Right.
They can inject a special plastic right into the mold to make that seal.
That's amazing.
So you don't need any extra parts or glue or anything.
See, it's not just strength, then. It's like precision, too.
Exactly.
But the article also mentioned something about how it changes how things look.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Tell me more about that.
So you know those sleek smartphone designs?
Yeah.
Or like the patterns you see on sneakers?
Right.
That's multiple injection molding.
Really?
Yeah. They inject different colored plastics.
Wow.
Or even plastics with different textures right into the mold.
So that's how they get those two-toned designs.
Yeah.
Or like textured grips.
Exactly.
It's not just about how well it works, then it's about style too.
Absolutely.
But this all sounds pretty high tech.
Yeah.
Is it more expensive?
Actually, it can save manufacturers money.
Really? How so?
Well, remember how we talked about making these multi-layered parts all in one mold? That means they don't have to assemble as many pieces later.
Oh, okay.
Which saves money on labor, and you can use cheaper plastics for some layers.
Right.
So you save on materials, too.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
But what if you don't want to make a ton of the same thing? Mm-hmm. What if you want something unique?
That's a great question.
Could you use this to make, like, one-of-a-kind things?
It's mostly used for mass production.
Right.
But there's some cool possibilities for customization.
Okay.
Like we're seeing 3D printing being used to make the molds.
Oh, wow.
Which could make it possible to make smaller batches or even individual items.
So maybe someday we'll be able to design our own phone cases or make custom parts with this technique.
It's an area to watch for sure.
It sounds like it.
But for now, let's get back to the article.
Okay.
And look at some other benefits of this for mass production.
Yeah.
Like we talked about how this can make products last longer.
Right.
Let's dig into that a bit more.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. So we talked about how multiple injection molding makes things strong and creates good seals.
Right.
What about wear and tear? Does it help things last longer?
Yeah, so think about like a gear in a car transmission.
Okay.
Those gears are constantly rubbing against each other.
Right, lots of friction.
Exactly, a lot of friction.
Yeah.
And so with this technique, you can put in a really durable plastic right where the gears touch.
Oh, so it's like giving those spots extra protection?
Yeah, like a shield.
That makes sense.
And this is important for anything that sees a lot of wear and tear.
I see.
Like bearings or seals in machinery.
Right. I get it. We talked about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
But I'm still curious about making one-of-a-kind items.
Right.
You talked about 3D printing and making molds for small batches.
Yeah, so making molds the traditional way is expensive.
Okay.
Which is why it's usually used for mass production.
Right.
But 3D printing is changing that.
So it's getting cheaper to make molds.
Exactly.
So you could like design a phone case and 3D print a mold for it.
Yeah.
And then use multiple injection molding to make it.
That's the idea.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. The possibilities are pretty exciting.
It would change everything.
It really would.
But for now, let's focus on mass production.
Okay.
The article mentioned shrinkage rates.
Right.
What does that mean?
It's how much the plastic shrinks as it cools down.
Oh, okay.
And different plastics shrink at different rates.
So that could be a problem when you're layering them.
Yeah, if one layer shrinks more than another, the product could warp.
So it's like a cake where the layers bake differently.
Exactly.
You could end up with a lopsided cake.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
So you have to choose plastics that shrink at similar rates.
Right.
To make sure the final product is strong.
Exactly.
It sounds complicated.
It is. There's a lot of science and engineering involved.
Are there any other challenges?
Well, like with anything new, there's a learning curve.
Right.
Designing the molds is really precise.
I see.
You need to think about how the plastic flows and cools.
Yeah.
To make sure it all works out.
So you could mess it up pretty easily.
It's definitely possible.
So you need to work with people who know what they're doing.
Absolutely experienced engineers and manufacturers.
This has been really interesting.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic.
We've learned so much.
We have.
Before we wrap up, I want to go back to custom items. It seems like this could be huge for small businesses and creators. It seems like this could really change things for people who make things. You know?
Yeah.
Imagine anyone being able to design and make their own product.
Right, like a whole new world of personalized stuff.
And it'd be amazing.
Yeah, it really would.
It's like having a factory at home.
Yeah.
But for now, it seems like this is mostly used for industries where you really need things to be strong and precise.
Yeah, you're right. Like the medical field.
Right.
Where everything has to be perfect.
Exactly. Sterile, leak-proof. You can't mess around with that stuff.
No, you can't. And then there's the automotive industry.
Yeah, where they need things to be strong, but also lightweight.
Right. And, you know, they always want to keep costs down.
Of course.
So, yeah, multiple injection molding really fits in those industries.
So for people listening who are like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
What's the main thing they should remember from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is that this technique lets manufacturers make things that aren't just tougher, but they also work better. They look better. And they're even cheaper to make sometimes.
It's like this whole hidden world of how things are made.
Yeah, most people don't even think about it.
It's incredible.
It is.
And who knows, maybe someday we'll be making our own stuff at home with this.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be amazing. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into multiple injection molding.
It's been fun.
I hope everyone listening learned something new.
Me too.
And, you know, keeps their eyes open for how this tech is changing the world around us.
Absolutely.
So until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.
See you later.